I'm Leslie Lotto with News That Matters. A new fissure in the ground opens up on Hawaii's Big Island. It's because of that active volcano that's been venting in the ground, sending people from their homes. The new one in the Puna district has sent gas and lava spewing into the air and more evacuations and potentially a major eruption at the Kilauea volcano's summit that could send huge rocks the size of refrigerators into the sky. Almost 40 homes and other buildings have been destroyed so far. There are nearly 20 active fissures. The latest opened on Saturday night and Sunday morning. If it's not lettuce, then it's eggs that'll make you sick. First, the E. coli breakout from romaine, which still has not been solved, and a salmonella outbreak because of eggs has led to a multi-state recall of more than 200 million eggs. It was first called for last month, but it's worse now with several people sick with bacteria. About 35 people have become ill with an increase of 12 cases in recent days. 11 people had to go to the hospital after they had complications due to the infections, but no deaths have been reported. 9 states reported the cases: Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. New York and Virginia have the most, with 8 cases each. The White House aide, who said it didn't matter what Senator John McCain thought of the new CIA director pick because he was dying anyway, said she would apologize publicly. Kelly Sadler promising Meghan McCain that she would publicly say she was sorry, but apparently that has not happened. Sadler and Meghan spoke on the phone, and Sadler told her she was sorry. Meghan told her she needed to apologize publicly, but shockingly, neither the White House nor Sadler has made a public apology. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been News That Matters.